Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Hoppy, this is Hoppy Hour.
Hi, what's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. Now, even though this is a podcast and not a live radio show, you can always interact with me. You can leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is heard on zradiolive.com every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time. They recently just got picked up by the Odyssey app. They're kicking ass over there at Z Radio Live. Also, we are heard on the No Filter Network, nofilter.net. Click on host, click on Ryan Hoppy. And this week, I will be doing a new episode of Hoppy Hour Live. And finally, we heard on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care. You're hanging out in Chattanooga, Tennessee, driving a pickup truck. I don't know what made me think of that example. Or if you're in St. Petersburg, that's more relevant. And you're hanging out at the beach. I want to make my show make time go by. So if you're hanging out on vacation or if you're at work, for the hardworking average Joe and James that grind in life, I think you got the point. So everybody goes, oh, Florida, man, it's a dump. Oh, it sucks. Yeah, it's got beautiful weather, but people there are dumb. People there suck. There's this overall attitude from the national media about Florida. Like, they just think that we're just a bunch of people that run around shirtless. Yeah, a bunch of people that just don't care about life. Yeah, and it's pretty funny because it's sort of accurate, but there are a lot of hardworking people in Florida. But the whole national media is like, they're not good sport fans because we say so. Like, you have Gio from WFAN in New York from Boomer and Gio tweeting out that we're the worst sports city. It's like, well, we just won a Super Bowl and a lot of people cared. And the Lightning are very popular and a lot of people cared. But because you're a New York sports radio host, you can just spill out your propaganda. Like, the hate that Tampa Bay is getting is out of control. It's insane. Oh, you hate Florida so much, New Yorkers? Oh, you scumbag leech Islander fans? Oh, you hate me? You hate Florida so much? Don't ever come here again when you're hanging out with your kids in 2041 and your kids are like, hey, can we go to Florida for vacation? No, because we lost to them in game 7 in 2021. I can never go to Florida again. No. You'll be seeing these people that are holding up the signs. Oh, Florida sucks. When it's time to go on vacation, you guys then flood the roads with your awful driving. Oh, we're so honored to have you, New Yorkers. Oh, you guys are just a bundle of fun.
Lindholm is on the bold side after a big win in game 1 of the Stanley Cup final last night at Amalie Arena.
Goal after goal with the Bolts beating Montreal 5-1.
Hell yeah, man. I love the games of the Lightning when they just crush it. Here's my expert NHL analysis. I love when they get the goals and they prevent the goals from the other team.
Say Bolts fans are feeling the excitement would be an understatement this morning.
Yeah, fans packed Amalie and Thunder Alley. ABC Action News anchor Vanessa Ariza is out there this morning.
There's a sold-out crowd in the Thunder Alley. I've worked so many promotion gigs there. I know the place by the back of my head. And the whole game is sold out, but no, the national media. Oh, Tampa Bay fans, nobody's ever going to games. If you're talking about the Rays, yeah, it's because the Rays are they're fun to watch, I guess. I don't know.
Talk about a good night, Vanessa.
That's probably what it is. That's why the East Coast... Sorry, I didn't mean to pause the clip. That's why the East Coast, but I do that all the time. That's why the East Coast is always hating on Tampa, because they go, look at the Rays attendance. But there's not a lot of national games where the Lightning are being shown. And there's not a lot of games where, well, this year the Buccaneers will be shown. But prior, you didn't see the fans rooting for Jameis, which they were. So no wonder all the sports media hacks can get away with saying that nobody cares about Tampa. They're just looking at the Rays.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, as we are up this morning, those Bolts fans, I'm sure, are passed out right.
Yeah, good pun.
Now, this game, excitement. A ton of people excited to come out.
Get it? Nobody's here because they're all hungover from watching hockey. Wow. Real funny one-liner from this reporter.
Here. Last night it was a lot different than what we have seen in the whole past year.
Yeah, you don't say.
Fans filling Thunder Alley. It was amazing. Inside Amalie Arena, there are 16,000 fans filling those seats to start.
Oh, but Gio from WFAN says that nobody cares. Oh, let's believe them.
Contrast from last year, guys, when the pandemic shut down the entire world, it seems. So many fans telling us they brought even more gumption this year since they can now cheer their team on in person. And that home ice advantage, they say you can't beat it.
Ah, yeah. Who would not want it?
You ourselves as not just fans, but as a will to enforce on the other team.
Oh, this guy takes sports way too seriously, bro. Like, I love the Lightning as much as the...
We got to make this building loud, raucous, hard to play it.
It goes with, like, this, the, like, bro sport fans where, like, they act like because they really care about the team, if they know more than the next person that doesn't know as much about the team, they're a better fan. Yeah, we know everything. Shut up and watch the game.
Oh, you got to have that home ice advantage. It's very important.
Whoa. There you are mansplaining me. The home ice is good? Whoa, I never knew that.
You got to have that home ice advantage. It's very
you don't, and you got to have the goals to win the game.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, those manly men. Oh, we're going to mansplain to you how hockey works. That's such good journalism on TV. We'll get to more Tampa Bay Lightning analysis, which the analysis is President Biden is now a fan of the Lightning, so yeah. That's exactly what we need. Dementia Man rooting for our team. Oh, but on a brighter note, this following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce is the best hot sauce, I'm not lying to you, man. Why would I lie? Go to TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has the locations of where you can purchase it in person. And then, if you don't live in Florida, you can always order online. Yes, you can order online. TampaBayHotSauce.com. And when you get that nice bottle of hot sauce, oh, it's going to be so shiny. And you make some food, take a picture and tag us, please. At Ryan Hoppy Radio, at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hooked me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Oh, he got a fat ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
We'll be right back.
So much to get into. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Oh, thank God! Joe Biden is supporting the Lightning!
Ryan, thank you. Meanwhile, it turns out there are some pretty high-profile hockey fans as well. Just after the puck dropped tonight, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau took to Twitter to challenge President Biden to a friendly wager, to which President Biden responded, quote, "You're on, pal."
we don't need you, buddy.
Pal, hashtag go Bolts.
I'm sure Joe Biden totally typed that out. I bet Joe Biden... No offense to the Go Bolts hashtag. It's a very popular hashtag within Tampa Bay. But, like, we don't know what the hashtag would be for the Canadians or for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, that's not a common thing for somebody to know. That's, like, a very, I guess the word would be, regional hashtag. So I'm going to go on a limb here and say that somebody that interns for the campaign probably tweeted this out, because I don't see Joe Biden going, oh my God, I can't do his voice, saying, oh yeah, we got to include the hashtag Go Bolts. We know everything about hockey because I'm Joe Biden and I'm there mentally and physically and emotionally.
It's still not clear what the bet will be, but the Bolts getting support from the White House tonight, that is pretty cool.
Oh yeah, thank God. Oh man. Oh. I don't know what the hell's going on with gas prices. Oh man, we talk about everything on here. Peanut food, everything. Plain food. But the gas prices, man, like they're up to $3. And that's my analysis for you. Like, I didn't appreciate it. And I'm not saying it's Joe Biden's fault. I don't know whose fault it is. I'm just saying, I just kind of look around and he gets elected. And I didn't want Trump either. I wanted to die. But what I'm saying is, everybody goes, oh, it's totally not because of Biden that the gas prices are up. Even though since he's been in office, the gas prices are up. Just a friendly little coincidence. There would be nothing that would even trace back to Joe Biden being president. But I've said enough.
77-year-old woman went to the bank and found out she had $1 billion in her checking account.
My balance showed I had all this money in it, and it terrified me. I thought, oh my God, I've got all this money.
I don't know. I would run and just never be seen again. I'd be like, you know what? Whatever. I was a journeyman in radio, just hanging out. No, 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 no. If I get that $1 billion, you don't even know. You have no idea how fast I would be gone. You give me $1 billion. Dude, forget it, radio, man. I'm part-time. I am so out of here. When you give me $1 billion, man, I'm out. Never to be heard from again.
And it's not mine.
Julia Yankowski was trying to withdraw $20 from the Chase branch in Largo, Florida.
This was in Largo. Oh, my God. I've probably been to that Chase. Where's my $1 billion?
She found the mistake in her balance. It showed $999,985,855.
How many times did he have to do that take?
In 94 cents.
Cool. $1 billion?
Almost $1 billion. It was a bunch of nines. I can't count that high. I've never had that kind of money.
Did you know right away it was a mistake?
Yes, right away.
Like the good citizen she is, Julia contacted the bank. What did you say to them when you called?
I said, I have all this money in my bank account. It's not mine, and I'd like for you to check it and find out what's going on.
The next...
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. I just want money, man. I know, by saying you want money and you're out there seeking money, you're going against the law of attraction. So I get by me saying I want money that I'm kind of going against the law of attraction. But I will say it again. I want money.
No bad blood here. Just days after news broke that Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian called it quits yet again, The NBA star dropped a comment.
It's almost like they're not meant to be.
Again, the NBA star dropped a comment on the reality star's recent Instagram post.
Gaslighting at its finest.
Chloe shared a series of sweet mother-daughter pics with their three-year-old daughter, True.
True.
And Tristan left two heart emojis on the adorable snaps.
Oh, such an affectionate comment, leaving the two heart emojis. How long did it take him to write that on his phone? Oh, wow. Father of the year, he wrote two heart emojis. He's really involved in the kid's life.
Adorable snaps. Earlier this week, multiple publications confirmed that Chloe and Tristan broke up just 1 year after rekindling their romance during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Sources told Us Weekly that the 36-year-old Good American co-founder and the 30-year-old athlete broke up a couple weeks ago, saying, quote,
yeah, she got the test back from the clinic, and she's like, yeah, I can't keep doing this anymore. All these side chicks. Oh, man.
They remain amicable towards each other.
It doesn't sound good. Amicable. That's not really the word you want. Oh, we're doing really amicable. My relationship with my ex. Oh, we're so amicable. Amicable, not pull. Just saying. Like, you want to go, they're doing really well. But seems like they're doing better than Jay and Kristen Cavallari.
Saying, quote, they remain amicable towards each other and will continue to co-parent their daughter, True.
And he'll continue to bang every girl in whatever city he's playing in that night. Hey, ladies!
The news comes on the heels of new reports that Tristan was spotted partying in Bel Air.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. Oh, but he'll be loyal the ninth time. He'll never cheat again.
A source told E! News, quote, Tristan was hanging out with Drake, Diddy, and Chris Brown the majority of the night.
Oh, what a weird crowd that is. A woman beater, a washed up producer, and Drake. Oh, and his relationship with Millie Bobby Brown. There was no weird energy coming from that friendship. Yeah. So maybe Diddy, Chris Brown, and Drake hanging out isn't that weird.
He was seen hanging with several girls on the upstairs deck and then went into a private room with three girls.
My guy! Hell yeah! Oh, that's right. You were in a relationship. But my guy! You're out there getting laid, bro! Oh, man! Three girls is just like, choo-choo!
Now, this is the third time Chloe and Tristan have been on the rocks.
Well, he gets his rocks off.
They previously broke up after Tristan was caught up in an alleged cheating scandal.
Alleged.
Just days before Chloe gave birth.
Oh, they're such bad people. I love how, like, the news reporters will casually read it, and they read the worst parts about them, and it doesn't even faze them. They're like, Tristan Thompson had sex with two side chicks while his girlfriend was pregnant. And then when the baby came out, he was getting oral sex in the bathroom next door to where Chloe was at. And then when they went home, while True was sleeping in her new crib, Chloe was crying as Tristan was banging three women in their living room. Like, they're so desensitized to being a scumbag that the way they report it, it's just, it's quite the talent.
They previously broke up after Tristan was caught up in an alleged cheating scandal.
Yeah.
Just days before Chloe gave birth.
What a good guy.
And then again when he was allegedly caught cheating with a member of the Kardashians' inner circle.
Yeah, that circle is nice and tight.
Jordan Woods.
Ah, I never forget about Jordan Woods, but we did.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, yeah, because that relationship with Jordan Woods and Karl Anthony Towns, that's just going to go on forever and ever. NBA players dating. Never mind. This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Oh, and I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area. He's so good. But if you're not in the Bay Area, don't freak out. Don't have a panic attack. There's a solution for you. We figured things out. If you go to FitSageFitness.com, there you can do virtual workouts. So if you're not in the Bay Area, don't freak out, man. You can always work out with Devin Prasad, and he's got his own app. For all the info, FitSageFitness.com.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is the meaning of life? Who is my future wife? I have a good idea. I think I know who my future wife is. Mm-hmm. That would be, I don't know. You get the point.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, my God. Hopefully someday I'm as manly as all the men on social media. Someday I can aspire to be as cool as all the listeners of radio shows. Teach me your manly ways, you men.
Shut up!
I will not. This is my show. So I took a picture hanging out with my girlfriend. Post-sex. At Denny's. Oh, it's so good. I got the Grand Slam. No, I didn't. I got the sampler and I got the burger. Oh, that burger was to die for. And then I came back to life. So we went to Denny's after sex on Saturday. And the funniest thing happened. So me and my girlfriend, we take the selfie. We're hanging out and I post it. Then I go to bed that Saturday night because I had to get up the next morning for work. And this guy comments, with a woman like that, you don't take her to Denny's. So then I commented, bro, she wanted to go to Denny's. And then people were ripping into the guy. And it's that same toxic masculinity thing that all men do who listen to radio shows where they insult me. Oh, you don't know how to spell this word. And then I prove them right that I spelled the word right. And they're like, oh, we're sorry. Huge fan of you. Love what you do, man. Oh, you keep grinding, kid. Because I schooled you. I put you in the corner like a little bitch, like a little rat in an alley in New York City that's about to get run over. You tried to call me out because you think you're better than me. You think you're smarter than me. And in that moment, I proved you wrong. And guess what? When you go out to eat to those fancy places to impress the girls, and you pay $200 at Burns, and you never see them again, just know that that $25 that I paid when me and my girlfriend split the bill at Denny's, oh, is a romantic moment that will be going on forever and ever. Nothing says true love. You got the point. 856-49 Happy. Yeah, my girl's in the room now. I got to be very behaved. Also, out there, everybody, if you think you're cool and you're somebody I want to hang out with when you go, I don't like to show friends, and then you have to make a smarmy post on Facebook about it, thank God I now know that you don't like one of the greatest shows of all time because you want to be different than us. Oh, no. The best show from the 90s was totally Grace Under Fire. And then you have to say some obscure sitcom. There is nothing worse than that person that thinks they're better than everybody, like me hating The Office, saying, oh my God, like me hating Seinfeld because my dad loved it. I hate the people out there, maybe this is just me projecting about myself, that always have to let you know that they don't like the popular things. Well, I did not like The Big Bang Theory. Oh my God. The people that hate Friends, when they let you know, they're like, yeah. But I love the Dick Van Dyke Show. Oh, it was so great. The way that he would just trip over that couch and sleep in separate beds while his wife was thinking about things, you know. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Happy Radio. I don't know. If you want to talk to me, that's fine. If you don't want to talk to me, that's fine. I don't care anymore. I'm doing this for me.
Tristan Thompson just took to Instagram to share a birthday tribute for Khloe Kardashian amid claims the couple have split once again.
These Kardashians, man, they have to hang out with their ex. They have to never leave their ex for ratings and attention or whatever. And people might be listening and going, but Ryan, the Kardashians are going to be ending soon. Oh, you think they're going away forever? You think the moment that they leave the E! Network, oh, we're never going to hear from them again. The Kardashians are totally not going to keep making their daughters hang out with their exes for attention and clout. They're going to totally retire and just go away forever and ever. Like Wolfman Jack in the Wind. They're going to go away forever and ever. Like every weird show from the 90s we forgot about. Oh, or is Chloe and Tristan always talking to each other because they're nobodies without each other? Without Chloe, Tristan, he ain't grabbing any rebounds in the NBA. He choked in the 2018 finals. I had to think about that. I got to see Warriors. Oh, but thank God he's gaslighting Chloe over and over again, hanging out with her and just banging out different women. Oh, Chloe, you're so going to change him. Ridiculous.
Many fans wonder if the two are really done for good.
No, not at all. This is part two of 12.
Let's get into it.
It's been less than a week since stories that Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian were heading their separate ways hit the web. But judging by Tristan's recent Instagram activity, it looks like there is still love between the pair, or at the very least, heart emojis. Which, of course, is not completely surprising, considering they do share their daughter True together, and Coco has always made it very clear that co-parenting their daughter together has always been a number one priority.
Maybe for you, I think his number one priority is finding every NBA side chick. Like, he's trying to go into the Guinness Book of World Records of banging side chicks. You'll have to catch up with, Will Chamberlain and that 10,000 women he had sex with, which, I mean, if you're having sex with that many women in your lifetime, I mean, just aren't you sore and aren't you just like depressed?
Over the weekend, Tristan took to Instagram posting a series of photos in celebration of Chloe's 37th birthday.
Oh man, I know she's not having a crisis. I just turned 37 and I have the love of my life that bangs every side chick. Remember those girls last summer that talked about giving a BJ to every single Phoenix Suns player in a row on the No Jumper podcast, those like side chicks? Yeah, that's the type of women that NBA players are banging. Mm-hmm. The ones that are really freaky. The ones that have raging daddy issues. And how do I know they have daddy issues? Because I have daddy issues. So Chloe's going, I'm 37 years old. At some point, he's not going to want to bang all these girls that are just freaky. No. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
He captioned the three throwback photos. Happy birthday, Khloe Kardashian.
It's her with a bunch of braids in her hair, cuddling with him while he's smoking a hookah. Oh, how romantic. Oh, my God. Man. If I ever become a father, I totally want my daughter to date an NBA player that would never cheat on her. Oh my God.
Thank you for being not just an amazing partner, mommy, and best friend.
Partner until I cheat on you 100 million and two times.
But also being the kindest, caring, and most loving human being I've ever met.
That's why I keep cheating on you at every side chick. I'm showing you my love and my affection and my loyalty by banging some girl named Kendra who has daddy issues and famous on Instagram.
And the love fest didn't stop there. He also added, your love and spirit is contagious to all who've met you.
And I'm contagious for other reasons.
Thank you for always being there for me and putting our family first.
Yeah, you put the family first. I was out there banging every side chick, but thank God you actually took care of that kid. Man, you can't grab rebounds, even though you're making millions. Oh, man. What can you do, right, Tristan Thompson? Like, I remember in the NBA Finals, he just wasn't grabbing rebounds. I was just like, what are you doing out there? Like, I love the idea of like hating on an NBA player. Like when Ben Simmons failed for the 76ers this year in the playoffs, like everyone goes, oh, they suck, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, and I even get into it. I get wrapped up into it. I love ripping into them. But you go, man, they're making $400 million. I'm sitting here wondering how I'm going to get by. But at the same time, these players are being paid to show up. But I love, like, it's one thing if you're a really good player, but you never won a championship, but you're like a Damian Lillard, let's say the Portland Trail Blazers, because that's a team he plays on. And like he went for 50 points every night, but lost in that first round, but he gave it his all. That type of player you can applaud if they don't want a ring. You know, like the ones that tried really hard, like a Reggie Miller in the 90s, Patrick Ewing couldn't, you can't get past Jordan, even though he could have made that layup, Ewing. What I'm saying is this. You have the players then, like Ben Simmons, who literally all you have to do is make free throws, or Paul George. All you have to do is make free throws. And I'm not sitting here because I would brick every shot. It wouldn't even be funny. But at the same time, it's like, but that's what you're being paid for. You can go, oh, they're human. Oh, they're better than you'll ever be. But it's like, eh. I think if you were being paid, let's say, like by a quota, let's say you were being paid sort of like, you know how like you go door to door. I did this and I never got a sale, trying to sell Frontier Cable. Oh, because everybody's running to get Frontier Cable. That worked out really well. It would be like that, like a door to door canvassing job. Can you imagine if the players were paid per free throw? Oh my God, everybody would be shooting like Nash. Mm-hmm. But when you're having to make $400 million and they don't have to show up and Ben Simmons is busy chasing after Kendall Jenner, who cheated on him a lot. Oh, yeah, you got this player, a man of integrity. That's somebody you want leading your team. Ben Simmons, who literally, it doesn't matter him making his free throws or not. He went back to a girl that didn't really respect him. You want that guy being a leader of your team, someone that doesn't have any respect for himself? Oh, that's a winning method. Oh, the process really working out in Philadelphia.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
And that was an opinion from 8 days ago. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. What more can I say? I got to get back to class soon. I'm getting fat. Not like bad fat, but just like, oh, I need to get boxing. You know what I mean? Kind of fat. Like, you know when you go boxing at Amir Academy of Martial Arts and you feel so alive? Oh, it's the best. You know when you go to AmirAcademy.com and you sign up for a class? Oh, it's the best. But what happens is it's like a spiritual experience when you work out with Amir Academy. You remember like 4 weeks ago when Kevin Durant tweeted out that it was a spiritual experience watching Damian Lillard put up 58 points against the Denver Nuggets, because comparing that moment to a boxing class makes a lot of sense. It's the same thing when you go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts. You're having that spiritual experience that you'll get to tweet about afterwards. The class begins. You begin to do jump ropes. You begin to do push-ups. And then by the end of that, at least for me, you're a little tired. But Amir, he gives you a pre-workout speech. And this isn't the type of pre-workout speech you'll hear from Gary Vee. Oh, life's short, but life's pretty long. No, no, no. Amir gives you good advice. And then you go on to the class. And at least for me, I feel absolutely alive when I go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts. I need to go more. I'm a lazy ass. I'm lazy. But when you go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts, you wake up. You become a man. And there's a lot of women that go there too, so you become an even better woman. But you got to make this happen. You can sit here every single show and go, oh man, I'm in the Tampa Bay area and Amir Academy of Martial Arts sounds great, but I don't know if I'm going to ever go. No, shut up. Shut your mouth. You're going to go. Because it will change your life forever. And I didn't mean to say shut up and like sound rude to you, insert listener here, but I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to give you a spiritual experience. Call Amir, 727-821-4097. You need that again? 727-821-4097. AmirAcademy.com. They're at 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, Florida, with the zip code of 33713. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Amir Academy of Martial Arts. If you see me there, after hearing about this on the award-winning Hoppy Hour podcast, tell Amir that you heard about it from me, because then it makes me look really good.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
His Midwest accent and rants are like endorphins for your workout. You are listening to Hoppy Hour.
Oh, he got a fat ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too. We'll be right back.
My girlfriend just asked me, why do I get sweaty during the podcast? Come on, sweaty. I literally get sweaty doing everything in life. So I don't know why that would, you know, be something that wouldn't happen. And you can think about what that means. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Oh, yeah. Carol Baskin. What a good person. I want her hanging out with me, that dirty rotten.
Who would have anything bad to say about America's most famous and beloved zookeeper, Jack Hanna?
Carol Baskin would have things to say about Jack Hanna because Carol Baskin's probably jealous that she's not liked like Jack Hanna.
Holy goodness, look at this, Jack. Whoa! Oh my gosh, what is...
That was the easiest TV for David Letterman every year when he would have Jack Hanna on. And I'm not hating on Jack Hanna by saying this, but like David Letterman would have him on and be like, oh my God! It's a wild animal on my desk. Whoa. Paul, did you check this out? Paul's like, yeah, man. It was weird watching you bang the intern last night in the hallway. Oh, but I'm David Letterman. Do you see? Because my mom watches this every night. Do you see this animal on my desk? Whoa. This reminds me of the 70s. Oh, we'll be right back after this. And nine boner pill commercials.
What is that?
You know, there's so many people that loved Jack Hanna. And yeah. He was, you know, kind of this goofy guy that talked about conservation and about...
Oh, and you're not goofy at all. When I think of Carol Baskin, I think of a very well-put-together person that doesn't have any flaws.
Saving animals.
Carol Baskin rose to notoriety on the hit Netflix docuseries Tiger King.
Ugh, God, I hated that. Why? Because everybody in the old neighborhood I lived in looked like Tiger King.
You know, hey, all you cool cats and kittens, it's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
Last season...
with the cat rescue? All the cats hate you.
And she also competed on Dancing with the Stars. But now she's questioning Jack Hanna's commitment to the animals he regularly brought into our living...
Oh, shut your mouth, you irrelevant hack. Oh, I bet you're fun to be around at parties. You don't give off any weird energy. Oh my God, Carol Baskin's here. Hide your husbands. That was too easy.
After telling all these people on TV that these animals were going to the Columbus Zoo or that they were...
Ah, man, when I look at her, she just looks like Bia, like she wouldn't put on any deodorant. I'm a free spirit!
Going to a wonderful sanctuary that he doesn't know and apparently didn't even care.
Yeah, whatever.
Where the...
Oh, yeah, everything's so ethical, it... Big Cat, I'm sure nothing happens there that's wrong. You do everything by the regulations, Carol Baskin. Because when I think of somebody who does things legally and has nothing sketchy at all, I think of Carol Baskin. Because whatever she projects onto, even though Tiger King was a dirtbag, going after him, going after the other people she's gone after, it's totally not her projecting the fact that she would have anything sketchy going on at her place. Because when I think of ethics, moral integrity, and a good legacy, I think of that dirty, rotten... I'm just saying, you know, she's so well wrapped into the Tampa Bay region and no one says it, but I got nothing to lose at this point.
Sanctuary that he doesn't know and apparently didn't even care where these animals ended up.
Can you imagine laying next to that at night? You wouldn't wake up alive.
Allegations about Hanna and other wildlife experts surface in a new documentary, The Conservation Game.
Yeah.
This is going to show that all of these faux conservationists that we grew up loving and believing were doing good things for animals.
What is it about that crazy cat lady thing that just every single person that's like a crazy cat woman, they all have like the same cadence. Like, oh, this is a blast from the past. I adopted this cat named Fry. Oh, geez, who's texting me? Who the hell? Oh, geez. you can have fun with this, babe. 856, I'll tell you about that later. To nobody.
They were trading in these animals at auctions. They were sending these animals to horrible, horrible places, or they were just up and disappearing altogether after they had been used on the talk shows.
My daughter Julie really...
Hanna's family announced...
All right, I don't care anymore. The commotion that was going on off air was this woman that I... What is it, babe? This woman that I try to regret it. I'm sure I was so good there. Having sex with she sent me a text like a year and a half later after I blocked her, and she said, I know it's been a minute. Just want to check in and see if everything was good. I would never, ever go back to her. But the fact that her email is Bacon Brook. But then again, how do I say this politely? As I block her? Her choosing the name Bacon doesn't really surprise me. There's not a part of me that goes, oh my God, I'm so surprised she put food in the name of her email. It's just so unlike her.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
This following segment. Oh man, I feel confident right now. I don't know why, because I'm getting triggered. Why does my bed keep breaking? This is weird. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that they are the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need, go to WestchasePrinting.com, at DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram, at WestchasePrinting on Instagram. And when you get that invoice, like, they were going to hook you up with a good deal prior. But when you say on that invoice to DJ Tone Tampa that I sent you, they're going to hook you up. I just realized something too. As my girlfriend sits here, which was very weird how a person sent me a text while my girlfriend's sitting here. But I just realized that that person knew that I blocked her on all social media and that I blocked her cell phone and on Snapchat. So pretty much everywhere but MySpace and Zynga. So the fact that she's reaching out to me, even though I blocked her on everything, she was reaching out through a mail account, which is on the iPhone product. That's kind of creepy if you think about it. Because if a man would have done that, imagine this. Imagine I'm single and this woman hits me up. Imagine I'm single and this woman blocks me on everything, right? And then I hit her up through an email. Oh, if the man does it, watch out. Oh, but these, she thinks she can just pull that and do whatever the hell she wants. Oh, man. And it's kind of a confidence boost for me, but as well, it's a reminder I need to see a shrink.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser!
I'm not!
Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Happy Hot Topic!
I just ooze so much confidence. It's not like Hank Hill was my father.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show. Other stations are tuned in too.
All right, Ryan, focus. It's not like you have your girlfriend in the living room watching you doing this during a live performance and then a girl used to bang hit you up. Oh, that totally wasn't weird at all. 856-49-HAPPY. 856-494-6773. Oh my God. We found Bigfoot. I mean, Rob Kardashian. 856-49-HAPPY. I didn't have the audio potted up.
Rob Kardashian looks healthy and happy.
Oh. Yeah, he's not on TV anymore and he's just... And never mind.
Khloe Kardashian shared a snap of her brother on Instagram on Monday. A rare occurrence after the 34-year-old stepped away from the spotlight and only made select appearances on the family's reality show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, he lived a baller life. Like, he was born into money. Oh, he's got such integrity. Oh, he lived such a good life, though. He's got so much morals. Think about it. You literally made millions. You probably have your own product. He's probably got his own little, like, cologne spray that smells like a middle school dance. Like, you know that Rob Kardashian literally has anything he wants, and he didn't have to be on TV at all. He didn't even have to perform at all to be famous. Think about that.
If I don't get this together, then I won't.
want to like hang around everybody.
That's the 34-year-old leaning in on Khloe's shoulder, smiling as their 23-year-old sister Kylie Jenner snuggles up next to them. Mm-hmm. The caption, soulmates.
It's such a beautiful thing.
The Good American founder turned 37 years old.
All right, I don't care anymore. Happy birthday to you. I don't really care.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Ariana Grande, the pop.
Why? I want a venti.
Singer turned 28 over the weekend and made sure to celebrate with her husband, Dalton.
Did she lick any donuts? 2015 calls with that reference.
Okay.
Wrong button. 2015 calls with that reference. Then we can listen to Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nene, Watch Me Whip, and Watch Me Nene. And then 5 years later, he's accused of murder, and then it's not as fun to listen to.
And Gomez by her side. Yesterday, Ari even uploaded a short clip of herself kissing Dalton to her Instagram story.
That's just to piss off Pete Davidson. He's like, damn it!
You keep up with Ari, then you know it's rare for her to post PDA to her social.
Yeah, she's trying to rub it in everyone's face.
Social media, which makes the occasional public smooch so...
Which I'm not opposed to.
Darn cute. But speaking of PDA, ASAP Rocky and Rihanna were out in...
ASAP, the guy that said he's had over... I don't know, let me look it up. He's had so many orgies, so that's why he wants to date Rihanna now, is he wants a good girl. Here's the article, and before we get to ASAP Rocky dating Rihanna. This is from The Sun. ASAP Rocky claims he's a sex addict and, this sounds so healthy. He had his first orgy at 13 years old. Mm-hmm. Hey, where's the ice cream man?
New York City.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds 30.
Again, being hashtag couple goals AF. TMZ's cameras caught ASAP literally sweeping Rihanna off her feet as they strolled the Lower East Side. And at this point, it's hard not to love their love.
Yeah, you know ASAP, he's had a crazy 23 years. And, I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. And, you know, he literally now needs a woman to just kind of settle down with. And Rihanna, she was dating a billionaire that was a complete dirtbag. And she's obviously dated other dirtbags. We're not going to live in the past. So I feel like he's really treating her like the princess that she deserves to be treated like. And when she released that first CD in 2005, that was when I realized I was heterosexual.
So happy for them. And switching gears to an update on Kanye's battle with Walmart. Recall last week we told you about Ye and his company suing Walmart for allegedly selling a knockoff version of his foam shoe design. According to TMZ, Kanye's team sent a legal warning to Walmart, but the shoes were never pulled from the site. So,
alrighty, this is the important things.
Yeezy decided to sue for major damages. Yeah. In response, a rep for the retail giant said, quote, the product referenced in the complaint is not sold by Walmart, but rather a third.
All right. I don't care anymore. And that's how I do it on this show. I just move on.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your 2021 BET Awards recap. But before we begin, make sure you hit that sub, like, and bell button for all the latest news on your favorite celebrities. Now, let's get into this year's festivities at the BET Awards, starting with Megan Thee Stallion and DaBaby's ongoing feud.
Oh, man. Can rappers ever just get along and hang out, smoke those blunts and pop those beans and bite down? It's a rap song from 09. And bite down, get drunk, do a line, pop a bean, and then bite down, and then bite down, and then go to the dentist the next day because you have some damage in your teeth, and bite down. Can rappers just do that now? It seems like every rapper has to be beefing. It's got to be tiring. Can you imagine that? You're always beefing with people.
The two rappers were set to perform I Did It along with DJ Khaled and Lil Baby,
but
there was a bit of an awkward moment. Megan came out first and performed her verse, but as soon as she finished her part, she did a quick strut off the stage.
Megan doesn't come off at all like she's got high values and the bill would be expensive. Mm-hmm. She totally comes off like someone I'd want to hang out with, and she can spell her name.
By the time DaBaby arrived to perform, Megan was nowhere to be found as DJ Khaled, Lil Baby, and DaBaby closed out the performance.
She was in the back signing her name, and then she got the check.
As a trio. Some fans caught wind of this.
If you don't know the signing of the name joke, just listen to WAP. You'll be in for a pleasant surprise.
Baby closed out the performance as a trio. Some fans caught wind of this and called out the Houston native's early departure. One fan said,
Houston, home of daddy issues. I'm surprised I'm not from there. Maybe I was there in a second life.
Quote, Megan Thee Stallion said, nah, I will not be on stage with DaBaby.
Got it.
This comes as no surprise, considering just a little over a week ago, the two got into a back and forth on Twitter after DaBaby retweeted a post that seemed to be supporting Tory Lanez. Moving on to Lil Nas X and his spicy performance. The Old Town Road star performed Montero, Call Me By Your Name, in an Egyptian-inspired.
Alrighty, that's cool. It's awesome. He's out there partying, living his best life.
Switching gears to Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj, because we could see a battle between them soon.
Irrelevant versus super irrelevant. Who's going to win this one? Oh, thank God. We get to hear Nicki Minaj talk about anal sex and Lil' Kim talk about being a badass.
At the 2021 BET Awards pre-show red carpet, Lil' Kim revealed that she wants to go up against Nicki Minaj in the next versus battle.
Yeah.
The Crush on You singer was asked if there was anyone she would like to do a versus with, and she confidently answered with Nicki.
Well, yeah, because Nicki literally took everything she did and just talked a little more about the backdoor.
After the playful back and forth between Soulja Boy and Bow Wow.
Well, yeah, like Soulja Boy had nothing to lose in that versus. Like Soulja Boy didn't copy Bow Wow. Soulja Boy just kind of did his own thing and then became irrelevant and then came back 2 years ago for some reason. But with Lil' Kim, of course she has beef against Cardi B. She obviously has beef against Cardi B, but I meant to say Nicki Minaj, because literally Nicki Minaj did everything Cardi B did and it was just more vulgar and lowbrow.
In their weekend verses, fans like the idea of two female rappers possibly
going. I don't think Nicki would do it because there's no way she'd want to lose. Flo is tied as a.
Going head to head. Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj already have a history of beef between them. With Kim.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Kim calling Nicki a quote Lil' Kim clone and wannabe on her 2011 diss track Black Friday. Nicki.
Shot fired. But in the end, she kind of won because now they're both irrelevant.
He's also thrown some shots over the years.
Now they can bark up the tree of irrelevancy as they see Cardi B on top of it being relevant. Bark, bark, you took our act. Bark, bark, you took our act. But no one cares.
With Roman's Revenge and the 2011 diss track Tragedy.
All of a sudden, I don't care either. So it's going to be a good verse as they're just out there hanging out with each other. 856-49-HOPPY.
Sierra and Russell Wilson's three kids made their runway debut, and it was for a brand close to their hearts.
Yeah.
The Seattle Seahawks quarterback tapped his four-year-old daughter, Sienna, and two sons. Seven-year-old Future, who Sierra shares with her ex-fiance.
Whoa, you're telling me that Russell Wilson and Sierra would produce kids that are going to be models? Oh, man, because they're just such ugly people.
Say Future and 11-month-old Wynn to model.
Alrighty, so Sierra and Russell Wilson are having their kids do a modeling debut. My thing is, I wonder if Russell Wilson's going to ever go back to being Russell Wilson, because it just seems like a. How do I word it? It seems like he's trying to be Hollywood, and it seems kind of like that Sierra changed him. But maybe I'm being too harsh. She's been really good in the playoffs the past 6 years since losing on the one-yard line. Oh, Russell Wilson has totally been the same player since dating Rihanna. He hasn't changed at all. It hasn't come off like he is Hollywood at all. It totally seems like he's a guy that is just on a mission as I am loading up this video. He has that alter ego. If you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, here is a video that Russell Wilson put up. He has an alter ego. The alter ego he has is unbelievable. It's Mr. Unlimited. Mr. Unlimited.
You got to be unlimited. You know, you got to have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited.
Yeah.
Tell them, I'm unlimited.
You know? And now my kids are models.
You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
I've ruined your NFL career, Russell, but I got goodies.
Mr. Unlimited.
Besides in the playoffs. In the playoffs, I'm never unlimited. I'm pretty limited in the first round of the wild card.
What?
So there you go. He made that video, and ever since then, I don't think he's won a playoff series. But I think that's just totally a coincidence. I don't think Sierra ruined everything. Okay, well, Nikki Bella apologizes for an insult she made about China in a resurfaced clip.
Nikki Bella is apologizing for a past comment she made about the late WWE star Joanie China Lorer.
Yeah.
An old clip of the reality star and her sister Brie Bella on E's Fashion Police from 2013 has...
I feel like 2013 was like a mean year. I feel like that's when people were really confident, because that was like the first year that Obama was elected, so everything was kind of okay. I know there's going to be Republicans that are going to hear that, but I don't care. I think everything was okay. And I feel like a lot of the clips that we hear of people getting canceled, like tweeting out wild things, I feel like 2011 through 2013 Twitter, I feel like that was like crazy Twitter. That was wild. Twitter. It was insane. It was a wild, wild west.
He surfaced. In the clip, the now 37-year-old makes a comment about Laura saying, quote, "We don't know if it's a man or a woman." Now the Total Bellas star is apologizing, posting a statement on social media that reads, "I want to sincerely apologize for a comment I made over 8 years ago on Fashion Police.
If I was so sorry, I would have said it more recently. But oh, because I got caught, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Did I tell you I'm sorry? I'm sorry.
I am sorry and embarrassed by my 29-year-old self."
Oh, I was such a different person at 29. Oh, what a big age that is.
"Who offended China and in turn hurt her family and others."
This totally isn't written out by a lawyer. I'm sure Nikki Bella wrote every single sentence of this.
"I wish I could take it back. Please learn from me."
Oh, thank God we can learn from you. Forget about the professors we can learn from, or our teachers or mentors. We're going to learn from Nikki Bella when she made an insult about China 8 years ago. Oh, the lessons we've learned. Thank God. You should get a PhD in phoniness.
"It's not worth hurting someone's feelings for a meaningless laugh."
But I did 8 years ago, and if I was so sorry, I would have addressed it sooner.
"China will always be remembered as an icon and pioneer
who I ripped into 8 years ago.
Helped create the opportunities for women in wrestling that exist today."
I kind of forgot to bring it up 8 years ago, but I'm bringing it now up so you can forget that I was a bitch to her 8 years ago.
"Thank you, China. Nikki Bella."
Nikki Bella. I'm going to sign it like Nikki Bella. I'm so professional. It's like I'm signing a journal.
"Laura passed away in 2016 at the age of 46.
Wow, it's been 5 years. Wow, time flies.
"After suffering an accidental overdose."
Poor angel.
Laura's verified Twitter account shared Bella's message and wrote, "Nikki has apologized on her page and in private. It was sincere."
Oh, I'm sure it was so sincere.
"Please stop attacking her."
Oh man, wrestling fans, get a life.
"Her apology has been passed on to the family also."
Yeah, just passing on notes. Oh, this sounds fun.
"She has grown as a person."
Yeah, she's 8 years older. Doesn't mean she's changed emotionally.
"No hate or ill will. Please build each other up."
Alrighty, I don't care. 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 Shawn Mendes details fight with Camila Cabello. Yeah, I don't care. That sounds fun.
"It's extremely clear that..."
Can you imagine how, before I get to this clip of Jamie Lynn Spears, can you imagine how pretentious that fight with Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello would be? "I'm high maintenance. No, I'm more high maintenance. No, I shut up."
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Final sponsor. This and not a drinking sponsor. I don't have a problem. I don't have a drinking problem at all. I never drink a whole bottle of wine after work on Sunday. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Kaley, Master Barbershop. RichKBarber.com. He's over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Now, here's the deal. You got to go to RichKBarber.com. There you can sign up for an appointment. And when you get that appointment, you sit down in that chair over at Salon Loft on West on Kennedy Boulevard next door to McDonald's. And when you sit down in that chair and you tell him I sent you, he will hook you up with a great deal. Actually, that's not saying enough. He'll hook you up with the best deal of all time. But you got to make it happen, Captain. You want the best haircut ever? I don't think you do. No, but do you want the best haircut ever? I'm asking you. I'm talking to you. I'm trying to communicate with you. You want the best haircut ever? Of course. RichKBarber.com.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you are now tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Here's Ryan Hoppy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Honestly, I don't have the energy to talk about Jamie Lynn Spears. Type in Jamie Lynn Spears breaks her silence after Britney Spears controversy, and you can find out. I'm just so depressed. This Spears family, man, it's killing me. Just drop it already. Let her live her life. And when she gets to live her life, because we're going to manifest it, oh, you free Britney people, go away and never cover her forever. She's earned it. That'll be the ultimate test of how legitimate the Free Britney movement is. No, 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 no. It's not going to be the moment that the Free Britney movement got everything dropped. It's not going to be the moment that they get to do this and they get to have a huge rally. We will find out the true intentions of the Free Britney movement when everything gets dropped. Are they going to keep recording podcasts about her and selling merchandise that totally has her approval and everything? We will find out. And I hate to say that I'm leaning towards. You get the point. This has been Hoppy Hour. And if you didn't get the point, free Britney!
Hoppy.
Bye.
Hoppy. 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 This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
Money. And like that, he's gone.